Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Today, we are talking about... What are we talking about today?
Blocking negative energies.
That's right. Or negative energy. And taking calls for psychic readings. So our number today, and always, 914-338-0164. Do press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. We invite our listening audience to join us here on Blog Talk Radio, as well as on Facebook and Twitter. And you may find those accounts under our Blog Talk Radio profile, the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. And the follow button for Blog Talk Radio is there, and the hyperlinks for the other profiles are there as well. So we would love it if you followed us and appreciate that gesture very much. Okay, so blocking negative energy. Well, that's a big topic. There are negative energies, negative entities, and of varying degrees for sure. So we have a lot to discuss today.
That's exactly right. I mean, there you have to identify what the energy is, first of all, because...
Before you formulate a plan on how to block it, because it's going to be different dependent on the situation that you're faced with.
Yeah. Not every negative aspect is coming from an entity. It could just be negative energy. It could just itself. It could be something to do with karma. So it doesn't necessarily, and it just could just be anything. It's just
right. I mean, you can have a person that's negative in your life that's not necessarily someone you're deeply karmically connected to, but you know, that's just a situational energy you're experiencing, not really related to karma. So that's completely outside of the person.
That could be the case. And it's just, you know, sometimes negative things happen and it's not attached to anything. But if we're trying to avert negative energy or put a block to negative energy, first of all, I think it's important to try to identify what it is. It's almost like a diagnosis. You have to analyze what the negative energy is. Is it what form it's in, and what it's attached to, where it's coming from, and then there is nothing. You know, then you start to apply what you need to apply. If it's something more serious, you may, you know, in the doctor metaphor, you may need a prescription. If it isn't, you can get something quote over the counter. It's just,
or if you if it's a worse problem, you may need to have surgery, or you know.
Yeah, so something like that. So you have to kind of identify what it is. Now, sometimes we self-identify. You know, to continue with our thought. You know, we have a cough and we take cough medicine and that's it. Sometimes if it lingers and it's prolonged and we get worried, we go to a doctor so a doctor can analyze it. More often than not, the doctor would just say it's a cold and give you a higher dose of medicine.
Right, not to cure, obviously, but just to alleviate your symptoms until your body heals itself.
Yeah. So, you know, all of that still applies to negative energy fields. Once in a while, you go to the doctor and the doctor says, okay, this is a little bit more serious. We're going to have to run tests. You have to pinpoint what this is. That's when we are more or less get involved with our clients and we start to look at deeper problems. Of course, coming from a a highly perceptive psychic angle, it's gratifying to learn that, yeah, you don't have anything negative really around you. It's nothing to be too worried about. But when things do get serious, then you have to determine how to get rid of it, whether it's a cleansing or going into some sort of the psyche and trying to figure that out, whether you have to dispel a negative energy from your system. It all depends on what the energy is. So the first word would be diagnosis.
Diagnosis.
And I understand we have a call.
Let's take our call, and then we'll get back to this in just a moment. Okay, 713. Hi. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
Can you hear me? Oh, okay. Hi.
Hi. What's your name?
My name is John from Houston, Texas.
John from Texas.
Well, I'm in Houston, Texas, but I'm not from Texas. Originally, I'm from Boston. You can't hear the twang, so I'm from Boston.
Okay. What's your birth date, John?
12/2/81.
Okay. And what brings you to the show today?
What kind of readings do you do? Like, what do you do by question or
card
readings?
Well, yeah, you can do, whatever you are desiring, we can accommodate you. So is there a specific need you have today, a question or?
Health-wise. No, love.
Okay, love.
Yeah, love. Yeah.
All right.
What's his birthday?
It's 12/2/1981. So he's a 20. Your master number is 6, John. Did you know that already?
Oh, cool. I never knew that. Like, what is that called? Like, the master number. There's a name. Like, there's a meaning behind that, right?
Well, yeah, there's a meaning behind it, but it's not really a generalized meaning. It just really depends on the individual attached to the number. So, it's not like a generalized. But I mean, in terms of the six, and there are certain things you can say about a six. It connects to the third eye, the sixth chakra.
Yeah.
And actually, in 2005, there might have been a change in your life. Can you go back to 2005 and think about that?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about automatically.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, John. For you, it would be 2005,
yeah.
The latter part, about December,
somewhere
to there. 2006. It'd be 2006 because you're born at the end of the year.
Well, 2005, 2006.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did I mention health first? Because now that goes back to health.
Oh, really? Okay, so go ahead. You did mention health first. So what happened?
I think I talked. I think I did say health first, but yeah, that goes right back to health. Yeah, I had my gallbladder removed in that time range, actually, because it was irritating my pancreas, and I could have died. Like, it was pretty dangerous, actually. So.
Oh wow! So
yeah.
that would be exactly what we're talking about here. So that was the time you turned 24 years old.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
yeah.
We have a little bit of time. We can talk to
yeah.
about health and relationship.
Well, the idea that you, hi John, the idea that you. At the age around 24, according to your comments, you had your gallbladder removed and it was aggravating your pancreas. Well, then that would indicate a little bit of energy health-wise. In other words, that gallbladder probably it stemmed back to the energy of a past life that you came in with in this lifetime that kind of merged into your own DNA. In this lifetime and your families and whatever. And so it becomes part of the package of both your physical body and the present body and energies deriving from a past life that you brought into the molecules, if you will, of your soul. So that means that that you know, there was something. What's fortunate about that is if it was potentially life-threatening, then this promotes in John the idea that there's a meaning to your life. I mean, deeper than just coming here and doing karma and dying. That, in other words, at that point in time, John, from that point that you were 24 until the present, you're 35 now. In those 11 years, what's being said is that there's an important part of your life that you've come down to transcend with, that you just didn't come down just to make up for stuff. So when we get into that area, you know, then we talk about love life. Well, your energies suggest that there might be some difficulties in love life. Not so much that they did.
No, that's very true. That's very true. And I've had no luck.
The 1-2-2
well,
indicates.
You know, you seem like a really pleasant human being. You have a sense of humor.
Your
voice is very uplifting.
Thank you.
So the good news is this. Your life, your master number is 6, which is promoting the third eye. That's the visionary energy, the imagination. You probably are somewhat creative. Maybe, perhaps, you might even, I mean, I don't, maybe you never did this, but you probably could be a good writer for a comedy show or something. You have a lively.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you just hit the nail on the haystack on that one. Yeah, I love to entertain people, especially on the internet and stuff. So, yeah.
Would you participate in a lot of sites where there's, you know, there's writing back and forth, you're interacting with people, blogs, that type of thing?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
You know,
there's a lot of videos.
You know, John,
yes,
you're 35. Whether you do this or not, but you'd make a good comedy writer. I don't know.
I believe it. Fat Boy Get Down on YouTube. Not pulling a plug on me, but that used to be the old me. I don't run it like as Fat Boy Get Down anymore. But that's what my videos used to be on YouTube. Yeah, that's what they used to be on YouTube. And I'm totally the comedic entertainer, the funny guy that dances around and does like weird stuff, like funny stuff. And this is accurate. You're absolutely right.
Well, you know, and you know, furthermore, it's a compliment. I'm not sure if I'm questioning as we're speaking whether there might be some kind of career there. I mean, it's a hard field to go into, and I don't know if you've ever. I don't know what you can do to promote that, but that's one aspect of a potential creative future for you.
I always wondered that too, sir. I always wondered that, like, would this like, you know, take me anywhere one day, or could it? Would it?
It could. You know, it could. I think the journey would be trying to find the exact media to go into, or the channel to go into, or connecting to the right people. That might be part of a more difficult procedure. But I mean, it's something that we would suggest you do, aside from your regular daytime or nighttime job.
What do you do to make money right now, John?
Pardon?
What is your, how do you make, I mean, you're not doing the YouTube videos right now, is that right?
No, I don't do the YouTube videos right now. Right now, I'm more so focused on continuing, like, my weight loss and stuff like that. Like,
oh, okay. So,
like,
but
that.
What type of work do you do to sustain your life?
Well, right now, I just collect disability right now because of my situation, because I'm morbid obese, right? Yeah, I'm morbid obese right now. But I had the gastric sleeve in February,
You know,
which is why I came to Texas, by the way, to begin with, was to have, you know, surgery, because they were the only people that I could find that would actually perform, you know, a surgery on someone that's, you know, bariatric, someone my size that was 600 pounds, you know, because Boston wouldn't touch me. You know, they would tell me, you know, John, you would have to be 400 pounds to get the surgery. Well, and then I said to myself, if I can make it at 400 pounds, then why can't I finish the rest of it?
So how John has the surgery since February, interesting because it's his fire number. I mean, also in a month, but in February, you had the surgery. Have you had any results that have been positive? Have you had weight loss? What's the status?
Oh, yeah, lots of weight loss. I have weight loss and lots of hanging skin. So
so it's been good. It's good.
Yeah.
And how far do you have to go with the weight loss?
Well, I won't know until I hop back on that scale again. So I'll let you know a little secret. I mean, I know it's fine with me, you know. Okay.
Okay.
All right. My real name, my middle name is John. I went on here as John because everybody calls me John in my family
mm-hmm.
and friends. Everybody calls me John. Everybody. And that's probably how you picked up all my energy and my life story and stuff, is because everybody calls me John. I was afraid to come on here as my real name is Steven because I was afraid that the energy wouldn't be as strong as it would be calling me John, because everybody calls me John, not Steven. But the point being is that my name is Steven Asante, okay, and I'm a part of the reality show My 600-Pound Life, and you could even look it up. I'm on there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you could do voice comparisons, whatever. Yep, that's me. And, yeah, and, no, I am that big guy, Steven Asante. And,
oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah, I'm a Dr. Nazardin did my surgery in February. I am a part of that show. And my third episode will be airing January, February. And I'm not trying to pull plugs because I don't care. I mean, it is what it is. It's about my health, but I just wanted to tell you guys who I am. That's all. I mean, it is what it is.
Well, you know.
Well, not public. Well, I just go ahead. Well, you're going to say something.
Well,
but
you know, that's great. And we're treating you as a unique human being.
Exactly. Like, I don't want no special treatment because I'm just a fat guy that's trying to lose weight. I don't want special treatment. I'm not trying to seek special treatment. I just wanted to tell you guys who I am. I don't want it to be like this big old mystery. But, yeah, I was afraid to come on as Steven because hardly anyone calls me Steven. Everyone in my family, my friends in real life call me John. But on the show, they call me Steven.
Well, the show accommodates people that want to be anonymous, so it's no problem if you want to be John
correct.
Or real identity.
Yeah,
I'm just
that's
wondering
probably why.
If that show, because it's a TV show, is a possibility, I mean, a link for him to get into the field that he wants to get into in terms of comedy.
One thing, John, Stephen, one thing we can call you Stephen.
Exactly. Yo, I agree, too. And go ahead.
One thing Stephen has is obviously he's come down to the planet to expose this journey, to share the experience, wherever the weight gain is coming from, and thereby the weight loss, that and because of our current reality show based environment, this is a journey you're on, and so it's a promotion of the human spirit. You know, sometimes we have this extra. You know, obviously, Stephen, it's a lot of karmic weight. You could sit there and get on the couch and say, okay, where's this weight come from? Where is it in the family dynamic? Where is it in psychology? Where is it in the DNA? But it's also the weight of karma. And obviously it's something that is just going to be part of your journey. Now, here's where we're coming from. We're seeing your wit. We're seeing your spirit and we're seeing your heart. And in that regard, there's a reason. There's a reason why you have actually extended your life beyond the age of 24. You are here for a reason. And that doesn't mean that you just, you know, there was this comedian on The Last Comic Standing who died recently.
Ralphie.
Oh, Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, and those are tragedies, and that Hawaiian singer that was overweight and he played the ukulele and he sang.
His name is. Yeah.
You know, I mean, the idea, and we have that idea, you know, of John Candy's and the people who are overweight.
Oh, he was awesome too, yeah. Chris Farley.
John Candy.
But to me, I don't know. I think that you have an 8 in your year, so.
And the 18, I mean, the inverted 81. Yeah, that's a powerful number.
I think that there's a good, strong possibility for a love life, a genuine love life. It may be at some point, I mean, you're 35, you're going to be going through your sixth cycle of six at the age of 36. So
right.
There may be something. Are you more or less bedridden? Can you walk around or do you need assistance?
No, I can walk around pretty good. But if you ask me to go to the store right now, I probably couldn't.
I probably
couldn't do that right now. So I get assistance that comes in and helps, you know.
I don't know. We're not perfect. We have a history of being psychics and whatnot. Now, this is our conclusion that, and we're not just giving you an inspirational story for you to think about, you know, somewhere over the rainbow might happen. But here's the journey. I think that that you're going to be losing weight. And I think that your life's going to be transformed. And I would say that God willing, you get to the age of 42, if not before, by that time, you're trimmed down, and I see you with somebody, see you with a partner. So now
that's awesome.
What we have to do is, you know, what has to be done is you have to get into a creative, creative energy journey that involves the karma of your life. But also takes into the aspect of what your creativity should lead to. So I think this is
amazing, and I'm not cutting you off. I think this is amazing how you picked up on me, though, like my whole life story, like almost practically.
That's what a psychic should do. So that's, you know, that's good. Good that you're validating that.
Well, yeah, this is so I'm validating that this is amazing. All right, continue. I'm sorry.
No, okay. You know, I we can't say your love life's going to immediately change tomorrow, but I'm kind of looking at a spread over the next 6 years.
It's a progressive journey. So that's the sixth cycle. When you turn 36, that's a six-year, that brings him to the age of 42. So between 36 and 42 years old, there can be a journey towards that relationship.
Right. Now, whether this is valid or not, I just want to ask you a question. And it's a common name, John. So perhaps, you know, you might think, oh, that's a common name. I don't know. You know, I know so many. But was there ever a Mary or a Marianne or something along that line in your lifetime?
It could be anyone in my family?
Yes.
My grandmother's name was Mary.
Is she alive or crossed over?
She's crossed over.
Mm-hmm. So
okay.
Connecting.
Well, you know.
And we were close. We were close.
You were close. Could be coming in. That could be coming in as a vibe because I heard the name. I'm not really sure. In the astral field, how it's approaching, but that could be coming in. And I don't know. It's really weird because whether it's symbolic or not, but she keeps showing me pineapple upside down cake. I don't know why, but she's showing me that.
Because that was my favorite thing she made.
are you kidding us?
No, I'm not.
Yeah. Wow.
No,
so
I love connection. Food, man.
Yeah. I'm obsessed with food, let me tell you.
I love a lot of foods, but yeah, that was one of my favorite go-to foods, though. I like a lot of bakery foods, but that was one of my favorites. Like, grandmothers can really cook. Like, they can really get down.
Well, you know? Stephen, that might help to validate it. The message is coming from her. Now, what can your grandmother do in this? I don't know. I don't know. But I know that her presence, her love, and her attention to your life on the planet is still very valid from the other side. So
yeah, I always did believe that she, even though she's crossed over, I always felt like she's still like around.
Connects with you.
Right.
And what spirits can do from the other side, they're somewhat limited because, you know, people that have crossed are not, you know, angels necessarily. I mean, they aren't angels or...
They could probably do more than we can.
I'm sorry?
They could probably do a lot more than we can in the physical world.
there's some energy that suggests that spirits that have crossed can do something on some level
some things that we can't, and we can do things that they can't too. So,
So I don't know. You know, I mean, the readings on the radio are somewhat brief. We're giving you a little bit extra time because we don't have a whole lot of callers, so that we don't have a problem talking at length with you. But it seems to be that, you know, I've never seen that show. I'm not aware of it.
It's on TLC.
Yeah, it's on TLC.
Yeah, I just looked it up. I've heard of the show, but never watched it either.
So I don't know, you know, I don't know the content of the show or what happens or what the prognosis is or how your development is going. But I can tell you from a cold area, without having any idea about your history in terms of the television show, that I'm telling you authentically that there's an optimistic vibe that I'm getting.
Mm-hmm.
You're down here for a reason, just not only about weight loss and your journey and going through that, but there seems to be something to do with the creativity of your mind, your wit,
mm-hmm.
and that merges into your relationships. I don't know. Looking forward, I see you in a relationship.
I can see that.
Was your father ill for any reason? Is there anything going on with your father, or was there?
He smokes a lot, so.
Oh, yeah, so that's probably it.
Yeah, he never tells me about, like, if he's ill or anything, but I always had a feeling, like, he's really sick, but he never tells me, like, but you can always tell that there's something wrong. You know how you can meet somebody or even in your family and you know that they're sick and not well, but they're not telling you?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're keeping it from you. Like, there are people out there that do that. Like, they just keep it from people. But you can actually see it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I do know what you mean. So there might, you know, maybe it's from his smoking. Maybe it's just the energy of that sense that it's, you know, could be potentially very harmful to him. I'm also getting somewhere the name Sarah.
Sarah?
Yeah.
It could be someone in my family. I'm not sure.
There could be, I mean, even a less significant Sarah. Is there anybody in your life from your past named Sarah? Significant or not, you know, could be an acquaintance, but
it could be acquaintance. It could be somebody that I associated with online too that I don't remember talking to, because I've met and associated with a lot of people. I still do. Like, I'm a very I'm a social butterfly, so
you can tell.
I mean,
let's go to a whole different area for a minute. Forget about Sarah for a second. Does your mother have a sister?
Does she have a sister? She was supposed to have a sister, but she wasn't born. Her mom had a miscarriage.
Oh, okay. So maybe there's something in, but they knew it was going to be a female?
Yeah. She was going to be older than me.
Yeah.
I think. Something like that. She was going to be older. Yeah.
Okay.
So it was a late pregnancy. Your grandmother had a late pregnancy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so there's something, you know, you're a little bit connected to, you might know this, but you're connected to the spirit world.
Mother, wait a second.
Really?
Wait, mother, sister, but she is this your, was this a miscarriage of your mother? It would have been your sister, not the mother, sister, right? I'm confused.
No, it was actually a miscarriage of my mother's mother. Sorry.
Your mother's mother. So that's okay.
My mom's
that's right.
mother, yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
She would have been older than you, of course, because she was an aunt, but you're
right.
saying that maybe you were kind of close
I,
in
what
age.
What was I thinking? Sorry.
That's okay. So you would have been, but was she, I guess what I'm asking is, was it a pregnancy later in life for your grandmother? Would there have been a distance between your mother's age, a big distance between your mother's age and this potential?
I just know sure. that she had a miscarriage and she was supposed to be older.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I don't
but
know.
Anyway, we're just.
I don't know. That was still a while. That was a while ago. Like I wasn't even born.
Okay, yeah. So it was, but.
No, in going in feeling your energy and going back a little bit, since we have a little bit of time to work with here, there's a.
Okay.
You know, there's a set. I right around the age of 8 years old. About 1989, has nothing to do with your master number, but right around the age of eight, I'm feeling, I don't know, there seems to be something of some trauma that happened. So about the third, fourth grade, Stephen, you're 8 years old to going on nine. I'm not sure if there was a sense of being ostracized or if there was some condition that you were going through that started to mark your path towards your eventual future. Do you recall that age?
Well, something did happen around that time, and a teacher who was a black man, and I'm not pointing it out as if I was prejudiced because I'm not, but he was a black man, he beat the living crap out of me with a ruler.
Yeah, that, I'm feeling trauma. What was he? He was a teacher. What was he?
Yeah, I don't remember in my mind exactly the whole thing, like how it played out. But I vaguely remember, but I can't play it out because I was so young, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But my mom told me, and she got him fired and everything. He lost his job and everything. Like, yeah.
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 Well, I'm feeling that energy. So as we're moving, you know, as we're moving forward and just kind of conversing with you, I'm also we're trying to get a feel for, you know, the journey you've been on, your current stage, and then your, you know, your call in to say, hey, I want to know about my love life. I want to know about my health. Which I don't know. To me, I'm encouraged. There's a sense of encouragement that I'm getting. So that's nice. There was also it seems to be. Now this may not be directly related to you, but there was a dog that passed on that was buried in a backyard. For one point one, did you ever have a dog?
Yes, it was my dad's, but it was everybody's dog, and her name was Jasmine, and yeah. She had passed away, yeah, sadly. And I think she passed. I think she passed when I was in Texas. I was still in Texas, I think. But she did pass away, and yeah, it was our dog. Like it was everybody's dog.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I guess we can say, you know, do you have any questions you want to ask us, or do you have any? Comments you
I'm
want
just
to make
I'm just doing? Amazed right now. I don't know what to ask. Like I'm really drawing blanks over here.
That's okay.
I'm going with the flow.
Well, you know, because I'm not familiar with your show. So how's the progress going on the show?
Have you taped all the episodes and now they're airing, or how does that work?
There's two episodes that I've already aired so far. Right now, there's a part one and part two. With me and my bro and everything.
So
we're both on
how
there.
How many episodes
so,
total did you film?
We filmed two so far, and we're working on the third one.
I see. And how many will be filmed?
Well, that is up in the air because it could take many. Like, that's a good question. Like, I don't know. I just know there will be a third one in January, February. I don't know how many there will be in total. I mean, that's all up in the air. I guess that's up to me, really, if I can keep continuing on the right path and keep doing the right thing, then
so
I mean,
it
all
a
depends.
Set series, exactly. It's like however that your individual journey progresses, then episodes are forthcoming based on your progress.
Yeah, and I think it's got to do with a lot of ratings too. My TV show, and I'm not bragging, my TV show on that show was the highest rated show among all the other shows that have ever been on there. And I'm the most controversial patient too.
Oh, well, that's good because that's, you know, that maybe we'll get
some. Because I'm crazy. They said I'm crazy. So, hey, crazy can be a good thing.
Yeah.
People will remember me.
Yeah. Well, are you increasing your weight reduction? Does there seem to be some light here?
Yeah, I had the surgery in February, the gastric sleeve. I don't eat any carbs or anything. I cut out the carbs, the sugars and everything. I mean, you can't really eat the carbs anyway after surgery, even if you tried, because you would regurgitate. It would hurt your stomach and you would, oh God, yeah. And you would feel it. Like, I tried to have a piece of bread before, and it didn't even taste like bread, and I regurgitated, mind you. I don't mean to be nasty, but yeah, it's just the nature of the surgery, man. It's just it's weight loss surgery, and you kind of have to work with it, you know. You can't work against it, you know. If you work against it, then you pretty much wasted your time. But it's kind of hard to work against it because you'll just keep regurgitating. It's kind of impossible.
Is your diet then? What does it consist of?
I eat a lot of eggs, a lot of vegetables. I drink a lot of water, but I hate water. So if I get sick of water, I drink Crystal Light. Because water is just so, unless it's Fiji water or Voss or something like that, like the high quality water is really good.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I like the high-quality water. But my friend's like, oh, it's all the same. No, it's really not all the same, okay? It's really not.
Yeah,
I like Voss. I like Voss water, too.
I love Voss. Isn't Voss awesome?
In the glass bottle, not the plastic.
Yeah, Voss in the glass. Yeah, that's the bomb. I love it.
John or Stephen. When was your?
I'm sorry for confusing you. You can call me whatever you want.
We'll call you Stephen now. We'll call you Stephen now. So
okay.
But when did your weight gain first? When was it first noticeable in your life? At what age?
Oh my! I would say in high school, and I don't remember the age exactly. In high school, I was 175, and I was pretty short. So, on the doctor's BMI, that would be too heavy because he told me even then to lose weight. The doctor I had anyway, my primary care doctor, mind you. So even then, I was called fat. Basically, I was told to lose weight even at 175. But had I been 175 now, at my weight, like, I mean, at my height, mind you, 6 feet, that would be maybe too skinny. I don't know. But
yeah, I mean, 175 for a 6 foot person seems
like it might be. You see where I'm getting at, though? Like,
Is this a hereditary or was it mostly food induced weight?
I just love to eat. I come from Italian family. I love food. I mean, that's all I can say. Like, I just love to eat more than other people, I guess.
But, you know, I because I did look online, so you have a brother as well, and he suffers from the same.
Yeah, Justin. Yeah, he does. He really does.
Yeah, so he's also on the show, which he revealed
to us.
Yeah,
he has a surgery, too.
So you both had that problem. So is he's what's his birth date? Are you twins or?
No, we're not twins. We were twins. We looked like we were twins when we were really little, though. Yeah.
What's his date of birth?
I don't know his date of birth exactly, to be honest with you, and I should, right? I really don't, because we don't talk that often. We clash a lot. We're two different people. We're two different people. Yeah, we don't get along. That's mainly because I take narcotics, but it's not like I get them off the street. I get them from the doctor, but he doesn't agree with the whole narcotic thing.
Oh,
he
so you also have a drug issue going on.
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
What do you take?
It is a little bit of an addiction. Yeah, it can be. Because it relaxes you. It soothes your mind. And it takes you somewhere else.
What's interesting about this, Stephen, is when you look at your first three numbers, they add up to 5, 1, 2, and 2. Mm-hmm. And when we get into the chakra system, the chakra number 5 is the mouth. It's the energy mm-hmm. of the mouth. Now, the first two numbers, 1 and 2, that adds up to a 3, which is the energy of the stomach. So this, I believe, you didn't come into the world in this lifetime and experience this for the first time. I think this is karma. I think this is a past life energy.
That's what I was going to ask you, too, sir. I was going to ask you that, too, sir. Did I do something horrible in my past life, like something so bad, to come back
I don't think you did anything bad, but I think that you probably had a lust for life and were somewhat gluttonous even in a past life. I think that your energy field in that world was probably basically meat eating energy, and I believe that you had a certain gluttonous attitude. Now, in that lifetime, I don't think you were bedridden. I just think you were heavy and strong and warrior type.
A different kind of, like, I handled it differently in my past life then. Like,
yeah.
And you continued the karma in this life from that lifetime.
Yeah.
And so it's been, you know, it was compounded somewhat.
Yeah.
It was more self-indulgence. It was more self-indulgence than doing anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
John, we have, I'm sorry, Stephen, John, we have another caller that we need to
get to.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, you got a little extra time today. Usually the readings are like 5 to 10 minutes. We're normally pretty busy on the show. So,
I feel privileged.
Yes, you are. You know, to have a little extra time is nice. So we enjoyed talking to you very much. Do you have a YouTube you want to share? I know you're not doing videos anymore, but before we move on, do you want to share?
I have a Facebook page.
Go ahead.
It's facebook.com/ Stephen with a V, JOHN, and my last name, which is ASS as in Sam, ANTI.
Okay, great. And we invite you to follow us too. We're on Facebook. That account's linked under our Blog Talk Radio profile. And please join us there. 562-596-7818 is the number for further conversation. And we hope to see you online and talk to you again.
Absolutely. Yes, I'll be back.
Okay, take good care.
You too. Thank you guys very much. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Okay, hello, 401.
Hi, Kristen. Hi, Neil. It's been a while since we've spoken. Thanks for my call. My name is Carrie, and I'm calling from Rhode Island.
Oh, hi, Carrie. What's your birthday again, Carrie?
It's
8-6-1985. Is it K-E-R-I? Am I remembering that right?
Yep. Absolutely. Okay. You have a memory just like me.
you've got one of those memories too, huh?
Yep. License plates, phone numbers, everything. Kind of creepy.
Sometimes. Yeah.
I'm calling in. I know we spoke before, and we've spoken about some ongoing stuff I've had with my relationship. My boyfriend and I, we've been together almost 2 years.
Okay,
like
what's his birthday?
2/26/82.
Okay, I know we've gotten that before, but I don't have it right away. Right, handy. Okay.
We're hitting some roadblocks. We had a property that was part of my family's that passed on, and, you know, new beginning basically all across the board. And he's a firefighter, but he has a business as well, and he's got some family ties to that that are very reluctant to let go. And, you know, we've just been hitting some walls. So it's sort of like it's really taken a toll on our relationship this past year. And we're both still hanging on, but it's like we can't believe we bought this a year ago together. I mean, I already owned it and he came in and, you know, not much progress has been made. So I didn't know if you had any insight on, I don't know if it's old karma from past lives, like you were just speaking of, or if it's just, you know, it's one of those things that can be let go of, because I've been very, it's hard for me to discern, you know, which way to go. I'm sort of at that
right.
fork in the road.
Your father's an attorney, right?
No, I went to
property manager. He owns property.
Yeah, my dad, he passed away. Yeah, I inherited it, and my boyfriend actually.
That's right.
We had an estate issue. My grandmother passed, and they were both owners, and then my boyfriend, you know, we were going to do it together and sort of be like my parents were, because my parents were no longer together. But I grew up here, and it's 4-unit rentals, but it's a great opportunity. It's not even just for the money. I think it was more just for ourselves, you know, and it would heal me. And it's sort of been on the back burner due to everything else. And he's from a bigger family, and they're very demanding, if you will, to put it nicely.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm a child.
Well, Carrie, you know, the situation with your boyfriend, the firefighter,
2022.
You have a really deep past life karmic connection to this man.
Mm-hmm. I feel it.
And the situation is, I may be wrong here, but the situation is, whether I'm right or wrong, I believe the situation is that that he's actually, it would be hard for you to leave him because he doesn't allow it. There's something
right.
attaching him to you. Is that right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. There's something attaching him to you that on a very deep unconscious level, he's supposed to work something out with you with the
mm-hmm.
idea that it could become something transcendent, meaning something creative and loving and healthy. But
right.
I think that there's still a... you're still in the territory of working out karma, so it's going to be very difficult and complex, and he's going to keep pulling you back, and then there'll
yeah.
be then it gets kind of repelling, and then he pulls you back. So it's very problematic
yeah.
because the karma between the two of you, which has to be worked out, hasn't been worked out yet. So
right.
the energy keeps you two closely knit together. Together you become a four. He's a 3, you're a 1.
But it's an imbalance of the heart, the 3-1.
Mm-hmm.
It's an imbalance,
yeah.
yes, but it adds up to his first two numbers, 2 and 2, which
right.
means that the 4 is kind of split up by a complex sexuality of relationship, communication,
mm-hmm.
You know, the battle of the sexes, so to speak. And
yeah.
that becomes somewhat problematic. I don't believe it's done yet. I just
no. It's like the light at the end of the tunnel. And he was involved with his a brother who's actually older than him, and he's definitely like a wolf in sheep clothing, if you know what I mean. He's older than him, but he had a business with him. He has a landscaping company, and his brother kind of has been riding his coattails and created his own company, and then just sort of left it. And so now everything's on him, and I feel for him because he deals with a lot in his career job, you know, and what he sees and stuff and the people that he tends to. And then he has all that stress, and then there's this, and then there's me, you know, but it's like, how long could you make, you know, yourself, how much further down the list can I put myself until I feel completely deflated? So yeah, that's what we're struggling with for sure.
So there's an issue with the brother?
Yeah, well, because they have two businesses. One is sort of just absorbed by my boyfriend's business. And his brother's just done. He took a new job somewhere else, and he just left everything.
Do you have
and
the brother's
there
birthday?
Yeah, 10-20-81.
10-20-81. You know, the interesting thing about Carrie is you're going to be 37 in 2022. Did I do that right? Is that correct? Yes.
That's scary. 2022.
Yeah, well... No, I mean, you know, aging, it's part of life, but what's interesting is that her boyfriend had a change in 2002. Do you know what that was?
Yes, he started his company.
He started
his
company.
Business, And then
he started
the
business, and it's what the other interesting part. So there's that 22 factor going on in both of your karmic turnovers, and that's in his karmic side, the 22.
And he always says 222. He loves 222. 222 and 555. He always knows.
Yeah. Well, he's got it. And then 23.
Well, and then the brother comes
to
a the brother. Yeah, he comes to a 22 equals 4.
So right on that train of thought there.
It's like a triangle.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's a triangle because all your master numbers add up to 8, which is your month.
Month.
So there's a triangular energy going on.
It's the sum of his day, 26.
Barely know his brother. He hasn't really been in our lives. So it's like for him to be so fully involved in having to pick up the pieces that they, you know, whatever happened, you don't just, you don't, he hasn't received any help from him. And, you know, I can't help but resent him completely. I've maybe had 4 conversations with him in the 2 years I've been with him, and it's like now his business address is at our address, which is a property we own, and you know I'm getting a little upset by that.
Well, there's a complexity.
there's a
complexity there, Carrie. I mean, we're running out of time, but the energy of the relationship isn't over. So the way to
don't give up
to,
yet.
the way to work with this is to carefully analyze what's going on the current stage in the progress of things, which would demand a further talk. You can call us back on the show or whatever. You can call us personally or just call us, wait to call back on the next show because you came in kind of late.
I think
late.
I might call you guys personally. I think I'm due for that.
You should do that. But it is complicated. The codes are really interesting between the two of them, all the 26s, and they're hidden in the codes and
I'm hesitant to go, and I don't want him to.
It's hard to hear. Can you? And you're talking fast. Can you talk right into your phone? Because I am.
That's another thing too. They've been at our house and we haven't been here, and some things kind of got kind of haywire as far as our electrical things, and just you know what I mean. When there's just, I feel like there's just a manipulative presence that I can't really. Oh, and as we're on the telephone, a funeral procession's driving by my house. That's not good. Oh no. It's just a lot of stress, you know, and I just don't want him to succumb to all the stress. I'm trying to be supportive. And keep the brother energies at bay. But it's just a very wolf in sheep clothing like feeling that you never know what's going to happen next, you know?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because the firefighter has a 2-2 in his first two numbers. And if you were listening, you weren't listening to our former caller who also has a 2-2 within his month and day. And usually there's conflict. In that regard, it brings up a lot of conflict in the soul of the energy.
Yeah.
Because he's born February 26th.
That's the boyfriend. No.
Yeah.
The boyfriend.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I'm saying. There's going to be conflict in the firefighter's life. A lot of conflict.
Right. He's been very successful and he's a very good soul. But I mean, I see him and I see his soul. I don't see what. He's become very hard on the outside and angry. And it's not, you know, I feel bad. But I'm torn because I get mad at him too. So I'll definitely, I'll look at your, I know you have your number posted. I can give you guys a call later on, maybe today, and we could set something up.
All right. Okay, Carrie. Thank you so much. And we'll talk to you again soon.
Take care.
Okay. 562-596-7818 is the number to call for more conversation. We are out of time and we're on the air on Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Bye-bye.